now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Many would agree that we are in the midst of a retirement crisis, with many households effectively having saved nothing for retirement and therefore enormously dependent upon a single source of income, Social Security. But is it possible that one day in the distant future, America will not be in the midst of a retirement crisis because household savings patterns will have changed? The answer is yes. That's because the emerging millennial generation is proving to be quite a bunch of savers. According to a recent survey from Bankrate, approximately 60% of millennials who are limiting their spending in some way are doing it to save money for the future. As indicated by CNN Money, that motivation beat out other reasons for cutting back on spending, like paying off debt, concerns about the economy, issues of job security, or even stagnant incomes. The youngest millennials, those between the ages of 18 and 26, have been placing an even higher priority on savings, with nearly three-quarters of them already setting money aside for the future. It may be that America's intensifying focus on financial literacy is beginning to have major impact. Analysts indicate that this is no fluke. Study after study is revealing that the millennials place a higher priority on savings, with at least some of that stemming from their front row seat for the financial crisis. Up until last year, the biggest reason for limiting spending was stagnant income, but wages have been rising more rapidly recently. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.